Friends, I'm Tiff.
And I'm Jen. Welcome to the Plans and a Hope Future podcast. We are so excited that you've joined us today for our first ever podcast. Woohoo! We are really just thrilled to be able to share with you our thoughts and where we are seeing God in our daily life. And our goal really is to help you to see God in the small and the big ways, and hopefully inspire you to have eyes to see the Lord in your day too. And so before we get started in our whole conversation of where we've been seeing God in our lives, which my goodness is all over the place, I'm going to share a little bit about who I am. My name is Jennifer Osborne, and I am a young adult author. I am also a podcaster. And now a new thing on my little plate is I am a nonfiction writer in that I have written my memoir, which will be out October 11th. Depending on when this podcast posts, you will have maybe a few weeks or you might have a month. It just really depends. But October 11th, and it's called A Beautiful Healing. Tiff, share a little bit about who you
Jen,
are.
I'm excited for everyone to get the opportunity to read Jennifer's amazing story. So, my name is Tiffany Brereton, and I am a new author of From Stilettos to Grace. Yes, it went live August 18th, and God has just been so good. Through it all. So, really excited to share more about that, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, with the goal of us wanting to share where we see God in our daily lives, I have a really cool story to start off with.
I'm
So,
excited to hear this one.
it's about my tire and on my car. I know it's kind of funny. So, like last night, well, actually, I'm going to go back. So, I went to see my family down in southeastern Kentucky, and was getting ready to drive back on Sunday, and my tire pressure alarm went off in my car. And the Mazda that I have is notorious for having the tire pressure alarm go off if the temperature changes rapidly. And so I happened to go through a cold pocket and it went off, and I thought, oh, it's probably just that. So I reset it and I drove 100 and almost 70 miles home.
Oh, my word.
I know, right? And it didn't go off again. And I thought, okay, it's all good. Yesterday it went off again. And last night, as we're eating dinner at Chick-fil-A, woohoo, shout out to Chick-fil-A.
Jesus chicken there.
I look out the window and I say to my husband, does my tire look low? And he says, yeah, it kind of does. Let's go get the tire pressure checked on that. I had 11 pounds of pressure in my tire, which is really low. And come to find out, I had a nail in my tire. So I had driven almost 170 miles down the interstate. At some point, okay, I need to repent for this, but I was doing about 80 miles an hour a few times. In a 70, mind you, but still. And like, I didn't have any problems. Everything was fine. Like, I still can't believe that happened. And then last night, after we found that, I'm like, okay, so the first thing I got to do tomorrow is I've got to get this tire fixed. And I'm thinking, I'm just, oh my gosh, how's this going to work? And I was just like praying, okay, God, show up in this, help me, get this fixed. First place I call, I say, hey, I got this nail in my tire, which I don't know a whole lot about how you fix that stuff, but apparently it's supposed to be pretty easy to plug it. So the guy says, well, if you leave your car with me, I could probably fix it, but it'll take all day. Okay, can't do that. Got to work today. Got to get my stuff done. I have my car. So then I called a local place and said, hey, I've got this nail in my tire. Would you be able to fix it? And the guy says, yeah, drive on up. And I said, oh, okay. And I can leave it there and come back and get it. And he goes, no, you can wait. That's no problem. So I drive up. I watch the guy fix my tire, which is a kind of a cool little process in and of itself. And then I'm like, okay, how much do I owe you? And he says, nothing.
What?
I'm like, nothing? And he's like, no, you don't owe me anything. Just you know, whenever you need an oil change or something like that, come back and we'll see if we can take care of you. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
So not only did I find a place to fix it while I stood there, he gave it to me for free. And the whole thought of I drove 170 miles from southeastern Kentucky to the Cincinnati area, and it didn't even, like, I didn't even have problems. Like, God carried me through that. That was a God thing.
Wow. Can we give this person a shout out? Like, I feel like we want to promote his business.
I'm telling you, it was a small garage in Bellevue, Kentucky called Gravitt's Garage.
Gravitt's Garage.
And I wished I knew the service guy's name. He didn't have his name on his shirt. And honestly, I was so like, you know how you get fixated on stuff? You don't really think about asking stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, oh, I got to get this tire fixed and I got to make sure I get back to my house by 9 and all of the things. I didn't even ask him his name. Like, what kind of a jerk am I? I mean,
you know. Well, if that was me and I would have asked his name, I would have forgot immediately. I would have heard it. So, you know, I don't know which one's worse. So maybe not asking is better.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, it was Gravitt's Garage in Bellevue, Kentucky. If you need a car fixed, yeah, go see those guys. I don't know that you'll get like free service, but
right. I mean,
that was a beautiful thing. That was totally unexpected. But I think even bigger for me was just realizing that I had driven all that way as a girl by myself. And you know, didn't have issue one.
That could have looked a lot differently, huh?
It could have, like, by a lot. Like, had it been a flat, okay, say I discovered there had been a nail in my tire, it would have been trying to find a place to get it fixed on a Sunday morning, which probably would not have been easy, especially in southeastern Kentucky, in small town southeastern Kentucky.
Right.
Where it's the Bible Belt and everybody is in church and every business is closed on Sunday. Yeah, I don't know what that would have looked like. It would have been a lot different. So shout out to God for that one. God was all over that. I am just so grateful that I made it home.
That's you know amazing. What I mean?
Yeah.
Yes, thank God. You know what I was thinking when you're talking, how I just love, you know, our personality types as we're coming together in this podcast, because you are such a detail-oriented girl. Like, as you were talking and noticing all the details as he was fixing your tire today, and you are able to see God in small ways, maybe that other people are not able to even see him because you are so into the details. And I am, you know, a bigger, big personality with like, all these creative things, not that you don't, but flowing in my head all the time. And sometimes because I'm just all over the place, it takes something big for me to really recognize God in situations. And I feel like I'm just super encouraged because I think that will help not only me be able to see God in the small ways, but for our audience who also has different personalities than us to be able to see God in the small and big ways. So I'm excited. I feel like this podcast is going to really help us reflect back and be able to see God in all the things and really not focus on the moments and the circumstances, and instead of worshiping those, turning back and worshiping what God has carried us through. So I'm super encouraged already. I loved your story.
Thank you.
It's been a lot differently. And shout out to our friend. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool that he did that, especially since the other guy had said, yeah, leave your car. It'll take all day. You don't need your car, do you? No, he didn't say that, mind you. But you know what I mean? It's like, I really needed my car. And so I was thinking after I called the first place, oh, I'll just have to drive it to work and I'll just have to chance it. And I'll have to stop and put air in it because it's a slow, slow, slow leak. I mean, literally after the guy pulled the nail out and was plugging it, it didn't take a whole lot of air to get it to its full pressure. It was supposed to be at 36 pounds of pressure, and it was only at 11. So it was pretty low. Yeah. But you know what? I will say this, like you were saying, because I'm a details girl, which I am, I'm actually what they call an organized creative. So you and I both are creatives, right? So if you've, I don't want to get off on too much of a tangent, but I'm an Enneagram 4 with a 3 wing. And somebody told me that is an organized creative is one interpretation of it. Because if I was a 4 with a 5 wing, I might be a messy creative. Most creatives are just not organized.
Hashtag me.
Yeah. And that's the more common. I'm just a weird one, I guess. But I really own my details. But
yes,
what I was going to drive at, and hopefully this is encouraging for other people, is I had to learn how to slow down and change the narrative of the moment. And we were kind of talking about that earlier, about how you get so in a rut or a pattern of seeing things a certain way that you that's your default. And it's learning how to have a default. And I think anybody can do that. I can say that my default used to be that I was cursed, that nothing good would happen to me, that my life should not have been. I shouldn't have been born, you know, the whole thing. And so therefore, because I was looking for those types of things, that's what I would feel like I experienced. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I shared a little bit with Jen earlier, but as I was getting ready, I really like to, as I'm doing my hair and makeup, I really like to listen to my favorite pastor or just sermons or podcasts. And I really felt like God highlighted, you know, we are what we focus on. What we worship is what we are. And as Jen was saying, like, you know, we have the common terminology, like when it rains, it pours. And instead of like laser focusing on what is all that's wrong, we miss what's good in the situation. As we, you know, say a loved one is in the hospital and everything just feels so crazy. And not that we don't honor those feelings and, you know, really cry if we need to.
Right.
But instead of like focusing on, you know, the sky is falling and, you know, this is the worst thing in the world, we can also look at, where's God in the situation?
Right.
And God can look like a sweet nurse just caring for your loved one, or a doctor who comes in with, you know, the Lord's wisdom and an amazing strategy, and all of a sudden you have hope again. So it's just really looking for, where is God in the circumstance, and being focused, which equals worship, on that, then focusing and worshiping just on the circumstance alone. I think it takes both to just really honor our feelings. So we do have to look and be in the moment just to honor our feelings. But it also takes, you know, knowing God is with us at all times.
Right.
All times. So he's there and you are not alone. And, you know, focusing on that, like, okay, God's going to use this just as he's used all things in our life, you know? So.
Exactly. And it's like, we're not saying that we're looking for the silver lining, because I feel like looking for a silver lining is discounting how you feel.
Right.
I love that you said honoring your feelings, because you do have to. Like, it's not saying you're not like in a really hard place. It's just, it's just changing the narrative and saying, here's how I feel. Like, this is really hard. I'm really frustrated. It's really tough. I don't know how to get through this moment, or I'm really sad. But at the same time, learning how to be open to listen to where God is in that moment.
Yep.
And I'll admit that sometimes God can be quiet for a season, but God is always there. You're right. He is absolutely always there. And
friend that's always there.
Yeah. So it's just learning how to change that narrative. My narrative used to be fatal. Everything was fatal. Everything was out to get me. Everything was just really hard. And not that it's easy now, but it's just, I look at things a little bit differently now. I'm open to where God can be in those moments, which is the difference.
Right. And if we walk around with the thought of, you know, we're cursed or the sky is falling, then when those things happen, we just expect that to happen.
Right.
But when we walk around with like, God's going to use whatever, and we're just going to put our trust in him, then, you know, the unexpected happens all the time because, you know, nothing is impossible for him. So I just, you know, clearly there's a verse that speaks about this. The power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. And
right.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, really taking these thoughts captive and putting our focus. It's like we said, it's both. It's finding the balance in, you know, not only this, but in all things in life. It's finding the balance in honoring our feelings and where is God in this situation.
Yep. Yep. And being patient and understanding that you may not get the answer immediately, but it's just learning to be open. That's it. That's it. Not looking for
right.
a silver lining, you know, like there's a great video from Brené Brown about empathy. And looking for a silver lining is not empathy. It's like, wow, that's really tough. Oh yeah, you know, that happened, but at least this happened, you know, like that's not really empathy, but it's the same right. sort of thing. I feel really bad, God. This is really hurting me. It's wounding me. Help me to be open to see where you are in this when it's time to see it, you know?
Right. And which kind of brings us back to, you know, why we came up with our title today, Plans, Hope, and a Future.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jen and I were talking about what we wanted this podcast to look like. And both of us have a similar life verse, if you will, from the word. And, you know, I felt like God just really highlighted that. So, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you hope and a future. And Jeremiah 29:11 is just near and dear to our heart, and just remembering that, you know, in our lives, Jen and I, as you'll read, hopefully have very interesting backgrounds and stories. And through it all, he was there, and there was plans and all of that to give us a hope and a future. And now, you know, one of his plans for both of our lives in this book is coming to pass. And this, you know, our stories will hopefully encourage others and give others a hope and a future as well. So
absolutely. I think if you readers or readers, listen to me, see, I'm talking as a writer now. If you listeners get a chance to read our stories, you'll see that God used some of the most horrific things in our lives that could have destroyed us for a good, believe it or not. And it, in some cases, it took years and years and years to see that.
Amen.
And it took walking through a lot of healing, like, you know, little by little. I was actually telling someone yesterday, I said, you know, healing for me has looked like little baby step. Sometimes they take a really big step. That's not the most common thing. It's literally been these tiny little baby steps, but continuing to move forward. And I love when I get those big steps, but those are typically, for me anyway, my experience has been not the big steps all the time. They just occasionally happen. And when they happen, I'm like, woohoo, that was, I got through that. You know what I mean?
Adrenaline rush.
Right. So, yeah. So, hey, you know, I do want to talk about one thing.
Yeah.
that I want to just highlight, because you and I are both involved with this, and it's the CST
yeah
group that happens at a local church that we're both involved with, which CST stands for
Childhood Sexual Trauma.
It's a group that has been profoundly impactful to both you and I, and because one of our common experiences has been sexual abuse. And talk a little bit about that, as far as you're getting ready to lead one of those groups in the Florence, Kentucky area. So, and depending on when this broadcast, it may already be going, but share a little bit about how that group, CST, how that impacted you. And not so much about the fact that you're leading it as kind of a promotional thing, but literally, right. how did God use that to walk you through your healing?
Well, you know, first of all, I just want to thank our local church, and in this instance, it is Crossroads.
Yep.
Because although no church is perfect, Crossroads, you know, is amazing to give us a safe place to talk about such big issues as sexual trauma that other churches might not do. So they talk, you know, we have groups for sexual trauma, eating disorders, the list goes on and on. Sexual addictions, divorce care. There's many groups, and I know a lot of churches have definitely paved the way and been open to talking about these things too. So we're just grateful that our church allows us to share and talk about these things. But CST, I found it on my church's website actually one evening, with really not, you know, because of the trauma just rising up in me. I was having another sleepless night and found this group in the middle of the night. And that was really a God thing, you know, for me, because it had never been advertised. I never heard about this before, but just kind of searched it and found it on our website. So I went to the group, and what I experienced there was just a safe place and a community of people who, unfortunately, had the same hurt that I had had. And I was able to sit in a room and listen and just be safe, hear professionals speak about what the side effects of the trauma were in my life, and really just identify with those things. And what happened in the brain when the trauma occurred. You know, these are real things. But the great thing about knowing that something occurred in my brain when the trauma occurred, the amazing thing about that was there was a solution, there was healing, and there was hope. So that is what CST really gave me. It's a great group with a lot of information, a lot of professionals that come in and share about these things, a lot of testimonies, a lot of stories of hope and encouragement for you to be catapulted into your next step of healing. And that's really what we are encouraging other people to do. I wish I could say 6 weeks in this group and praise the Lord, I was healed and whole and just went on my merry way with life, but that wasn't the case. This was a group that was a step, like Jen had spoke about, a step in the right direction towards my healing journey. So if you are local and want to check out CST, that would be amazing. You can go to crossroads.net/CST, I believe.
I think you're right.
And we will be running all year, I believe, except I think we're off in the summer. So
right.
We'll be running fall, winter, and spring. So we would love for you to join us. Just sign up, and maybe this is a step in your healing journey.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to say one thing about it too. There's a super low bar with this group. So this,
amen.
Like if you've experienced a sexual trauma, and you've never told anybody, it's been your secret, or maybe you've told one person, like a spouse or what have you.
Right.
and you're not sure if the things you have experienced is normal. You're not sure if what you feel is normal. This class, the bar is so low. When I say the bar is low, meaning you could come and what you're going to get is just information about how trauma is experienced, what it does to you physically, mentally, spiritually, and then paths you can take to walk towards healing. But you don't have to say a word. Amen. You're not going to be asked to share your story. You're not even going to be asked your name, other than when you initially sign up, just to say you're coming to the class. But nobody ever sees that, ever, beyond just an administrator inside the church to be able to reserve the seat, if you will, if you want to call it that.
Right.
But yeah, it's like a low bar. You can come in, you can sit and listen to the information, and you can leave not having said anything. And that's totally acceptable, because the whole point of the class is for you to understand that the things that you went through with sexual trauma, like here's how your body responded. Here's how your mind responded. Here's what PTSD is. Here's some things you can kind of step into when you're ready to take those next steps. Because believe me, healing is a next step kind of thing. Right? So just want to encourage folks that are thinking, man, I could never go to that because I wouldn't want to share my story. I'm not ready to share my story. I'm not ready to share my name. That's totally cool.
Right. And as you will learn, I am a big talker. I always have something to say. And when I went to that class, I did not say anything. I occasionally would raise my hand and ask a question. But the host of the group, who is a friend of ours now, Brennan, he didn't even know I would speak. So I spoke. So just super cool class. Come as you are. And that's the way Jesus would intend it. So I just wanted to end real quick, really just to highlight what we were talking about earlier, how Jen, you are super focused in details and you can see God in all the details. And sometimes it takes God hitting me over the head to see, to see him in the big ways. And so as we're wrapping up, I just wanted to share a really quick story of, you know, one of my next steps was writing my story, writing this book that God put in my heart years ago. And as we spoke about earlier, my book is called From Stilettos to Grace. Well, that just came out, depending on when you're listening to this. And God has really just showed up. You know, when we take a next step, God meets you in that. And it doesn't always come without trouble, and it doesn't always go smoothly. But I see God's hand along this book journey all the way. I've seen that, and people really get behind my story and encourage me and sharing it on their social medias. And I've seen him just in selling this book. Who would know? Who would want to read my story? That's just crazy to me. But that was the step that God had for me and as we said, it may take years, but years ago when he spoke this to me. So just wanted to share one of the big ways I'm seeing God right now in my life, and super excited as we journey on this podcast to share and be open to more seeing him in the smaller ways, as sweet Jen does in all of her details.
Like my nail polish.
Yes, I can't wait to hear that story. I cannot wait to hear that story.
Maybe next time I will share that. But yeah,
yes,
kind of running out of time today. But thank you, listeners, for joining us for our first podcast of the Plans, Hope in a Future podcast. And we plan on having some really fun conversations, some healing conversations, some hopefully enlightening conversations. But we're just really glad to be with you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Until next time.
See you later.